Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Before we get started today, just a heads up, we've got an exclusive discount for you guys on the mattress we're diving into today.
Yeah.
So check out the show notes for that link. But okay, let's talk mattresses specifically. The Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid. It's a popular choice.
It is.
And today we're going to find out why. So imagine you're on the hunt for a new mattress, but you're totally overwhelmed by all the options out there.
I've been there.
We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
This deep dive is here to help you cut through all that noise. We're going to break down a detailed review from Mattress Advisory, covering everything. From the nitty-gritty details like what materials it's made of to what kind of sleeper this mattress is best suited for.
You know what's interesting here is that Brooklyn Bedding, they've really built a reputation for quality and innovation without the crazy high prices.
Right.
And they've been around since 2008. And they actually make their mattresses right here in the U.S. in Arizona, which gives them really tight control over the process.
That made me feel better when I was reading the review. Knowing that a company takes pride in their manufacturing process.
Absolutely.
Now, this signature hybrid they're known for, it's what's called a hybrid mattress.
Exactly. Oh. It combines individually encased coils for support with memory foam for comfort. And this is where it gets really smart.
Okay.
They offer it in three firmness levels, soft, medium, and firm, because we all sleep differently.
Yeah.
You know? They even nailed the thickness. 12.25 inches. That's a good middle ground. Not too thin, not too bulky.
So it's kind of like they've thought of everything.
Well, they've certainly tried. The review really gets into the five layers of this mattress. Each one is designed with a specific purpose. It's like a sleep science puzzle. And when you put the pieces together, you get this really comfortable and supportive sleep experience.
Okay, let's unpack these layers.
Yeah.
Because I'm genuinely curious now.
Right. So starting from the top, there's the quilted outer layer, designed for breathability and to wick away moisture. Plus, you can even add a Glaciotex cooling cover. Imagine how good that feels, like sleeping on a cool cloud.
I'm already sold on that part.
Yeah.
But what about the actual comfort part? You know, the sinking in feeling.
So the next two layers are all about comfort. The first is called Supreme Response Comfort Foam. Think of it like a super responsive material that just molds to your body. And then there's the Veriflex Transition Foam. This is the layer that prevents you from feeling like you're bottoming out on the mattress. It provides that deep compression support. And it's thicker or thinner, depending on the firmness level you choose.
Oh, that makes sense. So it's not just one size fits all.
Not at all.
When it comes to these layers.
And underneath all that cozy goodness, you have the support system. A full 8 inches of individually encased ascension coils. What's fascinating about these coils is they provide that contouring support while also isolating motion, so you won't feel your partner moving around. And then they top it all off with a durable base layer, the flex base, for extra longevity.
Okay, hold on. We need to break down those firmness options a bit more. I think that's where people get really hung up.
You're absolutely right. So let's start with the soft option.
Okay.
It's a 3 out of 10. On the firmness scale, so it's going to feel plush, almost like sleeping in the mattress rather than on it. This is ideal for side sleepers because it cushions those pressure points, your hips and shoulders.
I can see how that would be crucial for side sleepers. So what about the medium option?
That one is a 5 out of 10 on the firmness scale. It's that sweet spot for a lot of people because it balances contouring and support. If you're someone who switches positions throughout the night, this could be your go-to.
And then there's the firm option. Is that just for stomach sleepers or?
Not necessarily, but it's definitely a good choice for stomach sleepers because it helps keep their spine aligned. It's a 7 out of 10. On the firmness scale, if you need that extra support, this is your guy.
So we've got the layers, we've got the firmness options, but there has to be more to this mattress.
Right.
What else stood out to you in the review?
Well, the reviewer really emphasized how this mattress avoids that sinking feeling, you know? This is great for several reasons. It's good for temperature regulation, it can help with mobility, and it makes it easier to change positions.
That stuck feeling is the worst.
Right. And speaking of feeling stuck, motion isolation was another big point in the review. The coils are designed to absorb movement. So if you have a partner who tosses and turns, this mattress could save your sleep.
Okay, that's a huge selling point for a lot of couples.
It is. And then there's the bounce factor. Now, you might not think bounce is important in a mattress.
Hold on. Isn't bounce good for, you know, certain activities?
Let's just say the reviewers highlighted the bounce is a positive for couples.
All right. I get it. Anything else we need to know before we move on?
Yes. This mattress is designed to be breathable.
Okay.
that combination of materials and how they're put together, it all works to keep air flowing so you don't overheat.
Okay, so tell me, who is this mattress perfect for? Like, if you could sum it up.
Well, it seems like couples would be really happy with this mattress, especially with those firmness options and the motion isolation. And if you're a hot sleeper, this should definitely be on your short list.
So who should maybe skip this one?
If you really love that sinking in feeling, like you're being hugged by your mattress, this one might not be for you. It's designed to be more supportive and sleep a bit cooler.
That makes sense. It's all about finding what works for you.
Exactly. All right, so let's get back into some of the nitty-gritty of this mattress.
Right, that's what people really care about. Does it actually live up to the hype?
Well, the review was very positive. And remember, this review was done by Mattress Advisory. So they're pretty thorough and objective in their testing. They highlighted several key strengths of the Signature Hybrid.
Okay, so what made them so impressed?
Well, the customizable firmness was a big one. Having those three options really sets this mattress apart because it means it can cater to a wider range of sleepers. It's not just trying to be one size fits all.
Yeah, you're right. That's especially important for couples. You might have different preferences. You know, one person likes it soft, the other likes it firm, and nobody ends up happy.
Exactly. And this mattress tackles that problem head on. The reviewer also raved about the motion isolation. They said it was truly impressive how little you feel your partner moving around.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. I'm a light sleeper, so motion isolation is a deal breaker for me.
I get it. And then there's the edge support. This was another area where the reviewer was really impressed, they said. You can sit right on the edge of the bed, and it doesn't collapse under you. You get to use the whole surface of the mattress.
That's great for smaller spaces, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you have a smaller bed, you don't want to feel like you're going to fall off. If you get too close to the edge.
Right. It makes a difference. And they also gave high marks for breathability and cooling. The reviewer said this mattress sleeps noticeably cooler than many other hybrids they've tested.
Okay. I am definitely adding this to my list of mattresses to try, so it sounds like. The Signature Hybrid really checks a lot of boxes.
It does. But remember, we talked about how no mattress is perfect for absolutely everyone.
Right.
There are a few potential downsides to keep in mind.
All right, let's hear it. What are the drawbacks?
Well, some people might find the firmness options a little limiting. If you're someone who needs a super firm mattress, like a true 9 or 10 on the firmness scale, then even the firm option might not be firm enough for you. They do have other models, though, so it's worth checking out their full lineup if you need something extra firm.
And then there's the whole sinking in issue. I know you mentioned this earlier, but for people who really want that hugged by the mattress feeling, this might not be the one.
Exactly. The Signature Hybrid prioritizes support and a cooler sleep experience, so it's going to have less of that deep sinkage.
So it's all about knowing what you prioritize.
Right, and this is where research is key.
Okay, so let's do a quick recap before we move on to part three.
Okay.
We've talked about the construction of the mattress, those five layers, the firmness options, the importance of motion isolation, especially for couples, and the fact that it sleeps cool. And we've also touched on the potential downsides, the limited firmness range, and the minimal sinkage.
You got it. And in the next part, we're going to dive into some of the questions people frequently ask about this mattress. Things like shipping, the trial period, and how it compares to other mattresses on the market.
Looking forward to that. We are back, ready to tackle some of those frequently asked questions people have about the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid.
Absolutely.
So this is where we get into like all those nitty-gritty details.
We want to make sure you have all the information you need to make an informed decision. So let's start with a common one. How long does it take for this mattress to fully expand once you take it out of the box?
Because nobody wants to wait forever to sleep on their new mattress.
You're telling me the wait time isn't too bad. The review says it usually takes about 24 hours for it to fully puff up and get rid of any wrinkles from being compressed in the box.
Okay, that's not too bad. Now, I know a lot of people are buying mattresses online these days. So what's the deal with returns? If you're ordering from, say, Amazon.
That's a great question. So the review mentioned that for Amazon purchases, the warranty and trial period are only valid if the mattress is sold and shipped by either Brooklyn Bedding directly or through Amazon Prime.
Okay.
So double check that before you click buy now.
Good point. It's easy to overlook those details. Okay, here's a big one. Can you try out this mattress in a store before you buy it?
Unfortunately, that's going to be a little tricky unless you live in or near Phoenix, Arizona, where they have a few showrooms. But here's the good news.
Okay.
Brooklyn Bedding offers a 120-night sleep trial. That's 4 whole months.
Wow.
To test it out in your own home.
It's like a giant sleepover.
Yeah.
Where you get to decide if you want to keep the mattress or not.
Exactly. And if you don't love it, you can return it for a full refund.
Now, another question people often have is, do you need a box spring with this mattress?
You can relax on that one. The Signature Hybrid can go directly on a platform bed, a solid foundation, or even an adjustable base. No box spring needed.
That simplifies things. What are the materials? Are there any concerns about harmful chemicals?
Brooklyn Bedding uses Certi PURUS certified foams in this mattress. That means it's been independently tested and is free of harmful chemicals and those nasty off-gassing smells.
You can sleep soundly knowing it's safe for you and your family.
Now, here's a question for international listeners.
Okay.
Can you get this mattress shipped outside of the U.S.?
We have listeners all over the world.
We do. And the answer is yes. They do ship internationally, including to Canada, however. There will be extra shipping costs and delivery times will vary depending on the location. So it's best to contact Brooklyn Bedding directly for a quote.
Okay, good to know. What about the warranty? What about those handles on the side? Are those covered?
Unfortunately, no. The handles are there for positioning the mattress, not for lifting or moving it. So if they get damaged, that's not covered under the warranty.
But it's worth noting
that
the mattress itself has a 10-year warranty, which is pretty standard for a quality mattress these days.
Absolutely.
Now, let's say you ordered this mattress. And it arrives while you're still on vacation. Is there like a time limit for unboxing it?
You have some breathing room, the review says. You can keep it in the box for up to 3 weeks without any issues. But after that, it's best to unbox it to prevent any potential damage to the materials.
Okay, that's good to know. And how about tracking your order? I feel like that's always a bit of a mystery.
Not with Brooklyn Bedding. They send you a tracking number. Once your order ships, so you can follow its journey right to your doorstep. No more guessing games.
All right, last question before we wrap things up. Does Brooklyn Bedding offer old mattress removal? Because I don't know what I would do with mine.
They do, but only for California residents. So if you live in California, they'll remove your old mattress when they deliver the new one for free.
Oh, that's amazing. California residents, you're in luck.
Well, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid. We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But remember, it's always smart to do your own research and compare different options before making a decision.
You know, read reviews, see what other sleepers are saying, and if you have any specific questions, don't hesitate to reach out to Brooklyn Bedding directly. They're known for their great customer service.
And before you go, be sure to check out the show notes for that exclusive discount on the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid.
Sweet dreams, everyone.